Now, Laura, why not tell us what you did last night?
I went home and James wasn't in, so I watched a DVD.
Of?
Beaches.
Oh. Beaches. Now, this happens...
Not peaches,
no,
beaches.
No, but beaches.
You do this about, what, 3-4 times a year?
I used to do it more regularly than
before
I do now.
Before you had a boyfriend.
Yes.
Yeah. Explain what Beaches is, if people don't know.
It's quite a camp movie, really. It's quite old now.
Girls and gays like it.
Yeah. Is Bette Midler in it?
Yes. Yeah.
Right.
And it's...
There's always a sure sign.
It's about two best friends who grow up together and then one of them dies of cancer. It's quite sad.
Mm. And what happens every time you watch Beaches?
I cry quite a lot.
Yeah. And you put it on to make yourself cry, or you used to before you had a boyfriend, didn't you?
Well, I've got this theory where I think it's quite good for you to have a cry every now and again.
Yeah. And this sets you off every time?
Every single time.
Mm. And how many times have you seen it?
God, I couldn't tell you.
I remember back in the day before BJ, before James, I used to get texts.
Back in the day, BJ.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
I used to get texts nearly every other weekend going, I think I'll just watch Beaches and stay in. That used to happen a lot, didn't
yes.
it? Right?
That and Bridget Jones.
Yeah. But you do cry every time.
Yeah.
And now on Radio 1, we try to make Laura cry. Now, we've put her through a lot of things in the past on this show, but I don't think we've actually made you cry before. So this is a brand new slot on our show, where we try and make Laura cry a lot.
Right. How are you going to do that?
Well, I've got a clip of Beaches.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have. Yeah. Watch that monitor down there.
Right.
Right.
I was just going through your mother's papers. In her will, Victoria, she said she wanted you to live with me. But you don't have to if you don't want to.
Can I stay here in my house?
No.
Anything yet?
I don't know what she was thinking of when she picked me.
Stop it.
Not that I don't want to do it.
If I go with you, can I bring my cat?
Of course you can bring your cat. You can bring any old thing you want.
Shut up. Shut up.
Sorry, I'm sorry.
You've ruined that.
I'm crying tears of laughter. I'm sorry.
She was about to go then.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, you idiot. You absolute idiot.
Sorry, that cat just made me laugh.
Right, normally, if she was on her own watching that, she'd be in tears by now.
I'm sorry, don't shout at me. I'm sorry.
Anything at all, Laura? You've got a slightly moist eye.
Yeah.
Or is that just that infection back again?
You know when you cry, you feel the lurches a bit from your chest, or is that just me? You know when you get a bit welled up and you get a bit choked?
Right. Have you got that?
I got that, but
until
then Chappell started laughing.
I'm sorry.
Thanks.
One.
Someone says you need to bring it a little bit more up to date, because Beaches was like mid-80s. You need Bridges of Madison County to bring you into the 90s, at least. A lot of people saying that film really does it for them. Hello, Caroline.
Hi.
What happened?
I just love that film, and it makes me cry every time.
Oh, no. Thank you, thank you, thank God for you, the wind beneath my wings. Let me know when you start to go, Caroline.
I've gone already.
Victoria, just going through your mother's papers. In her will, Victoria, she said she wanted you to live with me.
If I go with you... Can I bring my kid?
Dear BBC, offended that Scott Mills tried to make a member of his team cry by playing her sappy movies and failed thanks to Chappers. Earlier, we came up with the idea that Big Brother is getting so many complaints at the moment, but a million more viewers. Mm. Surely, if we did the same, if all of you made a complaint about this show, it would be all over the news, and hey bingo, we'd get a million more listeners straight away.
Simple.
It's a great idea. So far, the only people complaining are people saying that we've done absolutely nothing offensive so far on the show today at all. We must try harder. Now, earlier on, we tried to make Laura cry. We played her a clip of the old film from the 80s, Beaches, starring Bette Midler. And normally, she'd be blubbing at that, the clip we played. But then Chappers made her laugh halfway through.
Because I giggled at the film.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Brilliant. Now, I have found something that will definitely get you, Laura, okay?
Mm-hmm.
In our new feature, Make Laura Cry. Now, you don't know what this is, do you?
No, I've no idea, no.
Right, don't laugh, please.
I'm not going to laugh.
Could you sit out of this? Thank you.
I'm going to put my hood up and turn away from Laura.
Good.
I'm not going to look at you.
Right. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
If this doesn't work, you've got a heart of stone.
For what we are about to receive. Country vegetable chicken. Dad's home from work on time. The telly switched off. Sitting, chatting about stuff like how I graze my knee at school. Our holiday in Mallorca. And my painting of a crocodile.
Eating proper food and sitting together.
For this, may we all be truly thankful.
Laura? Yes! Laura!
Yeah.
Oh my God, she's in tears! Oh no!
You're one of the weirdest people I've ever met in my life.
It's the bit about that got her. Hello?
It's the bit about the crocodile.
And my painting of a crocodile.
Oh no, your makeup's all running now. Yeah, she's definitely crying. Right, you could... All I could see was, like... I could see this body just, like, moving. Like you do when you laugh. Like...
I didn't put her off, though, you see?
No, you were turned away from each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, she did lose it there, though, didn't she? Now, a lot of people are saying that maybe Laura's getting a little bit broody, and that's why that made her cry.
And my painting of a crocodile.
Would you like to explain the book that you brought into Radio 1 today as well, Laura? What is that?
There it is. What does that say?
Names.
For?
Babies.
It's Names for Babies book.
The Contented Little Baby Book of Names.
Oh, my God. Something you want to tell us?
No, I found it upstairs.
Right. Hello, Radio 1.
Hello, this is Dom.
Hello, Dom.
I'd like to make a complaint.
Oh, brilliant, at last! Mm. What's your complaint?
Well, when you played that thing, Mum was sitting next to me, and then she started squalling as well.
Your mum?
Yes.
Oh, no. Why?
Well, she said that it was the crocodile thing as well, so Laura's not alone.
And my painting of a crocodile.
Why would that make you cry?
I don't know, she's silly.
Is she properly blubbing?
Say that again?
Is she blubbing a lot?
Well, first of all, the lips started to quiver, like always does, and then I saw a lonely tear go down her cheek.
Is she there now? Can I speak to her?
I think she's downstairs.
Go and get her.
Go and get her.
Yeah, okay. Go on.
And my painting of a crocodile.
I'm just intrigued as to why that makes people cry.
Mum, Radio 1 wants to speak to you. Say hello.
Hello.
Hi, Mum. Hi, Mum, you right?
Yes, I'm fine.
Did you well up a little bit then?
I do. Drop a bat, Jobby, that's me.
For what we are about to receive. Country vegetable chicken. Dad's home from work on time. The telly switched off. Sitting, chatting about stuff like how I graze my knee at school. Our holiday in Mallorca. And my painting of a crocodile.
Eating proper food and sitting together.
For this, may we all be truly thankful.
You're right.
No, she's gone.
Oh no!
So's Laura again.
Oh, it's the crocodile bit that gets them every time.
This is Radio 1.